All right, what a Thursday on the back roads we got. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, I've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks. We've got an exciting show coming up at the Pit Stop this Saturday night. We are happy to have on the phone with us this afternoon, Mr. Mitchell Ford. Mitchell, welcome to the back roads.
Hey, Drew, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, and glad to finally link up and get on here.
Yeah, man, finally got to talk to you. When I started this show, you admit you had reached out to me, and I don't know if you still lived in Wheeler, Texas at the time.
I think I was living in Canyon, I believe. I'm down here in Fort Worth now, so a little further away now, but, you know, that's the good thing about phone interviewing. Get it done like that.
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of known around here for bringing through local artists, and we really like to pump up our local artists. But, you know, you moved away to Fort Worth. You're probably one of the most requested local artists that we get, especially whenever you were still around in the area. But you've been down there doing your thing. You just released an awesome single that we're going to be playing. Talk about the show this weekend. Talk about your music. Talk about what you've been doing since you've been in Fort Worth.
Yeah, so it's been, I guess I've been down in Fort Worth, close to a year and a half now, which is crazy. Time flies, so kind of crazy, but right now I've just been doing solo acoustic, but I transitioned to music full-time when I came to Fort Worth, and it's been a fun experience down here, and Fort Worth has a really cool music scene, lots of awesome venues, but definitely love getting back up to the Panhandle still, and so I have friends and family all around Wheeler and Amarillo, Canyon, Lubbock, all that, so the show this Saturday will be nice. I haven't played in Elk City in a while. I think this will be the first time I've actually played the Pit Stop. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that and being back close to home is always nice.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I bet you that place is going to be packed out, man, because like you said, you have a lot of support, especially in your neck of the woods. You know, we're an Oklahoma-based radio station. We're on the Oklahoma side of the border, but a large chunk of our listeners comes from your old stomping grounds. So hopefully a bunch of people that you grew up with and around and family and everybody else make the trip out here, because the Pit Stop has been a really, really good spot for a lot of artists lately. They've had some really good ones. They're just getting better and better. So I'm looking forward to you getting to play over there for the first time.
I'm excited for it.
Who knows, maybe we get you acquainted with some of the other folks around here who have venues and get you playing there.
Yeah, it's always nice to come back close to home. It doesn't happen probably as often as I would like, but yeah, like I said, I have tons of friends and family around there. It's always good to see familiar faces in the crowd, so I hope that Saturday night that's the case, and I'm going to be spreading the word on all my social media and all that stuff. So yeah, it should be a good Saturday night. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Mitchell, here's something that I like to do. It's a Backroads tradition. All my artists, if they are in studio, I make them play a song. Unfortunately, you aren't able to be with us today, so we're going to just play your newest single, which we're going to talk about in a second. But I always, on the phone, like to play a rapid-fire game. Are you down to play that with me today?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. I'm just going to ask you a series of questions. It's either or, except for one. There's only one that's not an either or. It's the final question. But you just give me those answers without thinking, as fast as you can. You ready?
All right. You got me all nervous now, but let's see what happens.
All right, Backroads Rapid Fire with Mitchell Ford. All right, Mitchell, summer or winter?
Summer.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Golfing or hog hunting?
I'm going to have to go with golfing. I've been golfing a lot lately, so yeah.
Indoor or outdoor music venues?
Outdoor.
Gibson or Martin acoustic guitars?
Oh, I got my trusty Gibson J45, so I got to say Gibson.
All right, a Gibson guy. Interesting. And last but definitely not least, Mitchell, what is your Subway sandwich order?
I believe it's the Subway Melt. I think that's what it is. It has like turkey and bacon and ham all on it. I'm all about that, you know, combo. So I think it's the Subway Melt, if I'm wrong. Or it could be the club. I can't remember what it is, but...
Toasted or non?
Oh, toasted all the way.
And what kind of cheese?
Pepper Jack or just American, but kind of depends on if I want a little spice on it. So yeah, Pepper Jack probably. Got to go with the footlong. I'm always a hungry guy. Footlong all the way.
That a boy. Hey man, you made it through the Backroads Rapid Fire Gauntlet. Congratulations. I threw that golfing or hog hunting question in there because I was just looking at your Facebook page. I saw that you had done both of those this past weekend, so I thought I might trip you up a little bit.
I wondered. I was like, that's random that he asked that.
Yeah, I didn't know how you'd handle that. But anyway, man, you got this.
Definitely love both of them, but I get to golf a lot more. I was down by Austin at my aunt and uncle's. Played a golf tournament down there, but they have some land close to their house, and so we got to go out hog hunting. And so got to do both of those last weekend down around Austin, so that was fun. But yeah, I would definitely play more golf than hog hunting.
Yeah, I don't know if I could say the same thing. I've mostly been angry anytime a golf club's been in my hands. That's one sport that'll make you really, really upset, whereas hog hunting really just kind of lets you blow off steam.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's a... there's times where, I'm not going to lie, I might throw some clubs here and there, but, you know.
Who doesn't, though? I mean, that's part of it, right? If it was hard, if it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be worth doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I enjoy it. I just sometimes got to remember, like, you know what? I'm not a professional. Like, I paid to be out here. I'm not getting paid to play. I need to just enjoy it.
Get your money's worth.
That's kind of what I like to do on my off days, get out with some buddies down here in Fort Worth, and or when I'm back in the Panhandle, either one. But, yeah, it's like, this is my relaxing day, but, you know, it definitely runs my blood pressure up some.
There are definitely much worse and much more unhealthy hobbies that some people pick up in their adulthood. So golf, I'd say that's acceptable. Mitchell, you have just put out an incredible single called The Truth. We're getting ready to play that right now as we start wrapping up this interview with you. Talk about your latest single here. What's this song about? What was the writing process? Hit me.
Yeah, so I got to give a shout out to my buddy Justin Tate. He actually lives there. And not too far from me, over in Panhandle, Texas. But he's one of my best friends. Met him when we were going to West Texas A&M University in Canyon. Go Buffs, by the way. But yeah, so we met there, started writing songs, and yeah, this is a song, I can't remember how long ago we wrote it, but, you know, it was about obviously getting cheated on, and, you know, she's never going to tell the truth. But it's like a, you know, one-sided relationship, but even though, you know, you go through some things, like, you don't want other people to blame them, and that's kind of what the song says, you know, what can I do to take the blame from you? And so, yeah, it just kind of hit home, and I've had a lot of people say, man, like, I feel that, like, I've been through that, you know, you don't want your people to hate them, and, you know, it's kind of just like, yeah, things didn't really pan out how you hoped, but, you know, she's not going to tell you the truth, or he, I mean, however you partake, you know, the song, it can go in whatever direction you're feeling it. But yeah, so it's hit home for a lot of people, and yeah, we were really excited. I recorded it with one of my buddies, Caleb Jones, down in Odessa, and just a little forewarning, I'm going back into the studio next Monday to start working on the next single, so pretty excited for that.
Fantastic.
You heard it here on 96.5. You heard it here first.
Whenever that stuff starts coming out, what are your socials? Where can we find more of your music, Mitchell, and see where you're going to be playing next?
Yeah, so you can look up Mitchell Ford Music, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And we have other music out, and it was, and you probably remember, it used to be Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers.
Right.
And so I got to give a shout out to that. I kind of retired that. Now I'm just going under Mitchell Ford, and I know a lot of people had questions about that. There's music out, you know, on the streaming platforms, Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers, and now The Truth is just under Mitchell Ford. And really, the Volunteers, whenever we put that band together, when it first started out as a three-piece back in, like, 2015, like, we'd all been volunteer firefighters in Wheeler or wherever, Wheeler Canyon. And so that's where that came from, a long line of volunteer firefighters in my family. My dad's actually still a fire chief over in Wheeler, and my older brother, Spencer, you know, we had all been on fire departments, and so that's kind of where that name came from. And so it's just not as fitting anymore, and I've just been doing a lot of acoustic stuff, you know, like I said, in Fort Worth the last year and a half, I guess. So once I'm going to get a full band. I'm itching to get a full band back together, but we'll still just roll with it as Mitchell Ford at that point. But yeah, so I wanted to kind of clear that up on here, just because people have asked. So yeah, there's music out as Mitchell Ford and then Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers now, and I gotta figure out if I can kind of merge those. I don't think I can, which is kind of a bummer, but from now on, yeah, it'll just be Mitchell Ford, and so that's where you can find me on social media, all that good stuff.
I too noticed that, but I didn't want to pry or be rude, so I figured if you wanted to talk about that, you'd bring it up yourself, and sure enough, you did. So I'm glad you had the opportunity to clear that up.
I had some people asking, like, oh, what's the deal? Like, I looked up Mitchell Ford and the Volunteers. It's not on there. You know, looked up, it popped up just Mitchell Ford. So, yeah, I've got some questions, and I was going to put something out about it on social media, and I just haven't yet. But, I mean, it seems that people are kind of figuring it out, and if they hear this, or, you know, it's not a, it wasn't a bad thing or anything like that. It was just kind of like, man, you know, I love the Volunteers, love where it came from, you know, love my brothers on
sure.
The Wheeler Fire Department, Canyon Fire Department. Shout out to them. Thanks for their service. And so, yeah, it's it just kind of retired it, but definitely still a special thing. And, you know, it was just cool. And now I'm just Mitchell Ford. So, yeah, that's kind of how that happen.
On that note, I think this would be appropriate. We'll go ahead and spin your newest single, The Truth, right now, and we'll go ahead and dedicate it to the Wheeler Fire Department. Does that sound all right?
Oh, that's awesome. Shout out to them. Yeah, they're awesome guys over there.
All right, here you go, folks and firemen. We'll just say firemen all over the area. Here you go, Mitchell Ford, The Truth. He's going to be at the Pit Stop Bar this Saturday night, 10 p.m. showtime, 2500 South Main Street in Elk City. Mitchell, thank you so much for talking to us, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Looking forward to Elk City, and hopefully see a lot of familiar faces out there. But yeah, thanks for having me on, and hopefully soon I'll get up there and I can get in the studio with you and play a song or two live on air. Love to do that eventually.
We can't wait, man. This one goes out to the firemen of Canyon and Wheeler, Texas. Mitchell Ford, The Truth on the Back Roads.
While you're sleeping alone, I'll be drinking alone.